Tonight's topic is about celebration, celebrating who you are, what you have. When I was growing up, it is something you will hear the elders say, that if you do not celebrate who you are or what you have, then life will take you to different, will take you off the path. Then you continue to be a seeker. In other words, they say, if you're a Christian, celebrate your Christianity. If you're a Muslim, celebrate your Islam, whatever you may be. And there's a song they do and you dance to it. And the key is that the divine love has given each and every one of us some gifts, some opportunities, some talent. And if we don't celebrate it, we don't appreciate it, that means we'll be celebrating somebody else's. And then how does that help us? And my take on that is you cannot give what you don't have. So how can you celebrate somebody else's good fortune if you don't think you have good, God has blessed you with good fortune? Here in the scripture, the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, 22 to 24. This is what it says. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. So what does that mean? That the love God has for us, nobody can duplicate it. God is always loving, he's always ever forgiving. And the soul says, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will hope in him. That hope is part of what we celebrate in each person. Each of us has to celebrate that. And then Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that make us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. That God's love is everlasting. It doesn't take it just because you disobeyed or you are non-compliant. So the question is, because say we should sing to the Lord. What are you singing about these days? When you think about your possibilities, what are you celebrating? Because if you're celebrating somebody else's good fortune, we without celebrating your, just the act of breathing alone, we should celebrate it. Here's a story. Of a lady they call Sister Bertha Bowman. They call him Thea. She's a Catholic nun, saint. Bertha Bowman was born in Yazoo City, Mississippi, in 1937. None of her family members were Catholic. But she was attracted to the faith in the 1940s when Catholic missionaries came to Yazoo City. I like that name, Yazoo. She heard the singing and wanted to know what was going on, and had heard that the Catholics worship statues. When Thea, that's what they call her, when Thea was 12, her parents enrolled her in Holy Child Jesus Catholic School. After they discovered that she had not learned how to read at public school. 4 years later, which means she's now 16, Bertha Bowman entered the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration, perpetual. What they call FSPA, in La Crosse, Wisconsin, taking the name Thea, T-H-E-A, meaning of God, in honor of her father, Theon, not Theo, Theon. She was the only African-American sister in the community. But she didn't let that stop her. Thea knew she had to change her eating habits and overall lifestyle. But she didn't mind as long as she could be the best sister possible. Whatever it took to be the best, she would do it happily. As a Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration, one of Sister Thea's challenges was to promote awareness among Black Catholics of their role in the church. Her message tells us that Black Catholics bring a rich heritage to the universal church that should be recognized. What does it mean to be a Black and Catholic? It means that I come to my church fully functioning. That doesn't frighten you, does it? I come to my church fully functioning. I bring myself, my Black self, all that I am, all that I have, all that I hope to become. I bring my whole history, my traditions, my experience, my culture, my African-American song and dance and gesture and movement and teaching and preaching and healing and responsibility as gift of the church. See, she wasn't hiding who she was. She was celebrating who she was. Certainly, she gives us plenty to talk about and sing about and shout about. Many people ask, why is Sister Thea so happy? What is she singing about now? To understand Thea, first just look at her with those sparkling eyes and warm smile. She must have been up to something good. People always wanted to be around Thea, to listen to her message and to share in the joy. We hear this joy in our songs and observe it in our dance. We march from our time with Sister Thea covered with hope. Hope that the Lord shall take care of whatever we need. We walk away hopeful, filled with our shared joy, because we are reminded that Jesus is indeed with us. Even though diagnosed with breast cancer in 1987, Sister Thea continued to sing and inspire us. She makes us want to sing too. She makes us want to shout just like her. I am a child of God. Sister Thea was actually a ball of energetic, smiling light, urging us to celebrate because we were children of God. Until the end of our days, Sister Thea joyfully encouraged African Americans to celebrate their possibilities. So when are you and I going to celebrate our possibilities? Why do we keep hiding what has been given to us? Because if we don't use it, nobody else can. If you celebrate, you get more. That was another thing that I was told. And they make an illustration. For those of you who've never been to a farm, then you may not know what the earthworm that goes around, that comes during spring and all of that. They say when the earthworm bows to the earth will open up to give it possibilities, all the things in it. Because it's celebrating who it is. So celebrating gives us more. But if we don't celebrate, that means we're not celebrating God. It doesn't matter what path you follow. You celebrate who you are, what you have. And then it makes sense that you'll be able to celebrate other people's good fortune. Sister Thea taught us to celebrate our possibilities. When things look bleak, she showed how to sing a song of joy, to think about God's goodness. She had that smiling presence, telling people to hold on to God's promises, to have hope, and truly live until we all leave this body. Because we are children of God. So when we think of our own possibilities, what are we celebrating? I hope we reflect on that. That's why if you're a Hindu practitioner, they celebrate the gods and goddesses that aligns with them. They don't go and, and in the process, they gain other things. If you're a Jesus man, you celebrate Jesus and you gain other things. If you're a Moses man, you celebrate Moses. Because they are all in the same part that God has created. May we be blessed to celebrate the gift of life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.